The Rugby Panel on Just Plain Drive on OFM.
Welcome to this week's Rugby Panel, and what a weekend of rugby it was too, hey Ashwin?
Yes, I couldn't agree more, Nick. What a weekend of rugby it was.
And why is that, Ashwin?
Oh, now you want me to elaborate.
No, we just want you to say exactly the same thing as Nick says. Unbelievable.
Hey, that's my trademark, Ignatius. If you're going to say it like you mean it. Unbelievable.
Yeah, man, the mind baffles. Those were some of the best comebacks since Lazarus, my friends.
Absolutely, Div. What a comeback from Transvaal. Down and out. Out at halftime.
Only to come back and snatch victory from the anals of defeat.
Yes, simply unbelievable.
You're going to mark that unbelievable thing today, aren't you, Blades?
Yes, my Instagram groupies absolutely love it.
And what composition from my nephew's next door neighbor, Gianni? Hey, Hanivani Lomba to slot that kick at the death to win the game.
It's composure, Dev. But yes, you're right. He showed great mental fortitude at such a young age.
Couldn't agree. Agree more, Joel. While everyone was exhausted from the battle out there at Etihad Park, not once did I see Lombard tire.
I see what you've done there, you. But you've got to feel sorry for the Rebels as Angus Cottrell. That yellow card kind of cost the visitors the game in the end.
Yes, Joel, but you know, he's a Rebel and he'll never ever be any good.
Yes, Joel, he's a Rebel and never ever does what he should.
Well, before you both break into the full song, it wasn't only the Lions who clawed their way back on Saturday.
Absolutely, Nicholas.
I hate Nicholas Blades. Don't ever call me that, please.
Okay, then. Absolutely, Neville. Brilliant Five Nations win for Wales.
Give me strength. I was actually referring to the Calcutta Cup clash at Twickenham, you.
Why is it called the Calcutta Cup anyway? I assume it comes from another of the English repressive colonizing crusades of the past, just like the origins of the Cowie Cup. Why is it called the Calcutta Cup anyway? I assume it comes from another of the English repressive colonizing crusades of the past, just like the origins of the Cowie Cup.
Well, if you must know, my political friend, the first game ever played between England and Scotland happened way back in Calcutta, India, where 20 players played against each other from each side.
20 players each side on the field at the same time. Who was the referee? Angus Gardner.
Anyway, the trophy they gave the winner became known as the Calcutta Cup, and that was where the Calcutta Cup tradition started. That was back in 1872.
And what a game that was. Brilliant win for England. I remember watching it with Ian McIntosh.
Anyway, back to the topic at hand. What do you think of England today, boys?
Well, and we've spoken about this before. It's a bit cold and wet at this time of the year, and not the best time to visit.
And oh my word, it's expensive all year round. A pint costs an arm and a bloody leg over there. Can't even afford to get tipsy, let alone absolutely pissed.
But despite the rain, it is very pretty at this time of the year, and I like their flag. It's a big plus. Not to mention the people, Mensa. Have you ever seen their teeth? Yessie, those Engels might have bad teeth, young.
That may be, Dirk, but at least they have all of them.
Are you all quite finished? I'm referring to the England-Scotland game on Saturday. The Scots 32-0 down, come back to swamp the Poms and lead 38-32, only for George Ford to score a try and convert it for the draw. Absolutely Braveheart stuff, guys.
Brilliant game and what a finish. George Ford securing the draw by converting his own try.
That try was unbelievable. I was especially impressed by the Ford pickup.
And Ford's acceleration.
And I was very impressed by Ford's handling and performance.
Yes, sir, but at the end of the day, when it came to the conversion, what won the day was the Ford focus.
I see what we all did there.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave you, Jeremy Clarkson, to do your thing, and I'll just wrap things up on my own.
But, Nick, we haven't even discussed Ford always being at a breakdown.
Oh, shut up, Peter. Now that we're done with an exciting Six Nations competition, it's time to start looking ahead to the World Cup. Our Springbok barometer next week, guys.
Ach, man, mag net al die bille bokke.
The Lions might have something to say about that, Nas.
Yeah! And the Stormers!
Go Sox!
Jeez, it's already turning out to be a very long year. See you next week, guys. Cheers.
The Rugby Panel on Just Plain Drive on OFM.